Moncrief on News Talk.
Is it ever okay to comment on someone's baby bump? To discuss this further, I'm joined by producer and digital journalist Rebecca Horan. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Hello, Mairead. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I'm very good. And what I was referring to was the Blake Lively interview that's resurfaced after 8 years. If you haven't seen it, people should go check it out. It is the definition of awkward. My take on it, and I'm someone who has three children, I thought that Blake was being a bit mean to the interviewer, because the interviewer says, and she was a Norwegian journalist, and she says, "Oh, congratulations on your little bump." I think I might have even done her accent there with it.
Beautifully.
And Blake Lively says, "Oh, congratulations on your little bump," but she's not pregnant.
No. Exactly what you said. I think it's the awkwardness of the whole situation. I think personally, it's fair game. I mean, we all know there's fertility issues with women and lots of sensitivities around commenting on when you got, like, the old kind of adage of when are you going to have a baby when you've just gotten married, and couples feeling so under pressure and upset, or you've put on a few pounds and, you know, Uncle John says, "Oh, you're pregnant," or people in work asking, you know, "Oh, you going to try?" All of that is just
The any sounds of little pitter patter of feet.
Exactly, it's not okay, right? But if you are someone, and I do believe it's not about her being in the public eye, because I believe they are absolutely entitled to privacy, and no matter how wealthy or how successful, it was fair game for someone not to diminish her pregnancy or to say anything mean, to congratulate a woman who has said, "I'm pregnant." She had come out, she had said that she was pregnant. So it wasn't a speculative, like, "Ooh, everyone thinks Blake Lively's pregnant. She's on the beach. Ooh, maybe she's a little bump." She said, "I'm pregnant." And the interviewer was starting all fair to say, "Look, by the way, before we start, congratulations," probably just to kind of temper the moment and get everyone relaxed. And it was, I thought, very uncomfortable, unusual of how she responded. Then the actress beside Blake Lively starts to kind of mock her. Then there's this like, they start singing "Lovely Lady Bumps" and the whole thing. But it's now this backlash against Blake Lively, which I'm not loving either, because of course she's at the center of the whole "It Ends With Us" saga, where she's promoting this film which is about domestic violence, and Justin Baldoni and her obviously didn't get on. Not everyone gets on when they work together, and now it's a kind of like, "Let's trash Blake Lively, she's just the worst," as opposed to it being this commentary about this this interviewer. But what has come out since is that the interviewer said she wanted to quit that week, that it was the most awful moment of her life. We've all had those horrible moments in broadcast careers where you've spoken to someone who's not lovely, right?
Yeah.
So that is really upsetting, because she has now also said, "I am infertile. And I was congratulating another woman, and she basically just threw it back in my face." So, yeah, not great.
So was it just the language she used? Was it, you know, "Congratulations on your little bump"? She didn't say, would Blake Lively have reacted with, you know, "Oh, congratulations on your recent good news"? Or was it just because she commented on, I suppose what I'm getting at is her body, or the shape of her body, you know, your little bump? It wasn't "congratulations on your good news"?
Listen, Blake Lively is a strong woman. She's spoken about how she didn't love in the film Justin Baldoni asking how much she weighed because he has a back problem and he had to lift her in one of their romantic scenes. So she was like, "This is a disgrace." She doesn't like fat shaming. She talks about women having to bounce back after they're pregnant. And I love her strength. She's a really strong role model. She is what she is. She's gorgeous. She's got, you know, all the glitz and glamour surrounding her. But in that moment, I do not think that woman was trying to say, "Look at your bump. Look at your body. Look at your stomach. It's huge. Look at it." It was probably a language barrier of, "You have a little bump because you're pregnant." Yeah. And it was an awkward moment on both sides. I still think you just say, "Look, thanks a million."
Yeah.
Or, "Okay, thanks. I don't want to talk about the pregnancy." Or, I don't know if it was about body positivity issues or her being insensitive. I think it was just the worst comeback. And I felt so sorry for her watching it.
You, the interviewer, or Blake Lively?
Oh, God, the interviewer. I just felt so sorry for her.
I did too.
She could have turned it around too and said, "I didn't mean it, by the way, that you have a..." You know, but then it would have been worse, I think.
Yeah, going back to what you've said, I think it is okay. I think everyone is fair game to be congratulated once they have announced their news.
I've
experienced on two sides. One, when I was pregnant but hadn't announced it yet, I was working on a show, a once-off show for RT called the farm or the farm live, something
lovely,
like that.
Great. It was, yeah, one of those.
Putting somebody like me, a city slicker, on a farm and making
in
me do
things. Yeah.
Yeah, and making me do things like milk a cow for giggles. But I was pregnant, but I hadn't announced it yet. And I thought I didn't look quite pregnant, but on TV I absolutely did. So I went in thinking I'll wear a big jacket, nobody will know, and I'll get away with it for another, you know, 6 weeks or so.
But
Twitter called me. Somebody, numerous people on Twitter said, I can't believe she is the presenter of Ireland's Fittest Family. She looks so fat. So I had to say that night, I'm not fat, I'm pregnant. You know,
well, that's absolutely horrendous. I didn't know that.
Awful. That is 8 years ago. That was 2016. But also I've had less than two years ago, again, commentary from Ireland's Fittest Family. Someone messaged me, slid into my DMs to congratulate me on my news with a baby emoji, a milk bottle emoji, angel emoji. Yep. And I said, I'm not pregnant. I'm having my period.
Even responded. That's a block moment. Like, that is just so horrible. And I feel sorry that that happened to you, because I think that this is the fair game thing about women's bodies. And the fact, like I'm saying, you can congratulate a woman when the news is out there, but to talk about, to discuss, to have public opinion, it's just awful and so damaging. And I do remember being pregnant, having a long battle to get my second pregnancy or to be pregnant, and somebody in work, out of, I think, pure joy, saying at 20 weeks, you're pregnant. And I was really holding off saying it to anyone. And I was actually upset. I said, you know what, I don't really want to talk about it. I didn't, which is probably my issue more than theirs. But I just think you don't ask, you don't go there. Do you speculate behind closed doors? Do if you want to. But to go into your DMs, I mean, that's so upsetting. Like, and we all have this strange fluctuation anyway, men and women in life, where you go out and you look a certain way and a size and you think you're fabulous, and then you go another time and you feel bloated. You feel, that's just life. And for someone to go, are you pregnant, in those moments, it's just awful.
It is awful. So all of us, men and women, have to be mindful of what we say. I remember years ago seeing the Tube in London, didn't they put a little, you could wear a badge if you wanted to, which said, I'm pregnant, so I'd like a seat. You had the choice of sticking this badge on. We should probably go there.
But like, totally, if you want to put the badge on, you want the seat, your legs are racked, your back is sore, go for it. And if you want to announce at 5 weeks that you're pregnant, do it, go for it. Nobody minds. But it's this kind of, it's this grey area. That woman was congratulating another woman. That woman was probably a very sad woman who is infertile and heard the news and said, well,